WSB time is 8:47 now. It is 13 minutes until the hour. It is always a pleasure to check in with U.S. Senator David Perdue. Hey, thanks for joining us, Senator. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing. Are you and yours well?
We are. I mean, we were exposed, but so far so good. I'm self-quarantining now, but we got this vote done this week, and that was the main thing. Got some relief coming.
Let's dig into that this morning. This huge relief package here, I guess it's one of the largest, not the largest in history. Is the bottom line to get us through the next 60 to 90 days so we have a real chance to recover?
Well, Scott, that's exactly right. I mean, we don't want a liquidity crisis for employers to turn into an insolvency. It's one thing to deal with a liquidity problem. It's another if these companies go out of business. That way there won't be any jobs when this thing is over. This package is mainly a bridge and to get us through this critical period. And most of this money that we're talking about here, some $2 trillion, the government's going to get paid back. So, I mean, most of this is a loan, a bridge loan, think of it that way, for employers to keep people employed. This is all about employees, Scott.
You know, that's the first time I think I've ever heard it put that way, that a lot of this will come back to the government, not unlike the relief packages following the meltdown in 2008.
Well, that's true. I mean, the quote bailout of Wall Street, all that money got paid back. The U.S. government actually made money on that. We would prefer not to have had to done it. Same thing here. But this money is the vast majority of this is loaned out to corporations. We focused on small employers, companies below 500 get special treatment in here. Some $350 billion made through loans through their local banks. And then another $500 billion for larger corporations over a period of time to help them stay liquid and keep people employed. Look, we also bumped up the unemployment by $250 billion to make sure there was enough money in the unemployment fund for people who have already been laid off. We're seeing historic numbers coming out of this, Scott, and we wanted to shore this up, give people confidence that we're not going to have a liquidity crisis.
Okay, well, that's even more important because if the money slows down, everything stops, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. And the $500 billion that we've got allocated for businesses above 500, which is about 50% of the employment base, that can be levered up. So if we get it 6 weeks down the road and this thing, the Federal or the Treasury needs more to do that, it can be levered up to almost $3-4 trillion. So there's plenty of liquidity in here. Employers should keep people employed. They've got the money now to do it. These bridge loans will allow them to do that, and people can stay employed. So when this thing turns around here shortly, they'll have a job. So we didn't want to have that severed, that relationship between employer and employee severed.
Okay. Big companies like Delta, of course, tens of thousands of employees are affected here in Metro Atlanta and across the country and other airlines. Will it be the business of the federal government to get an equity stake of businesses like that?
Well, there are features in there that give us collateral, give the federal government collateral. We don't want the federal government to own these airlines or any strategic businesses like that. That's not the way we operate here, but we want to make them survive. So airlines have been designated as a critical industry, as have a few others. And the idea here is to keep them afloat so that when this thing turns around, they can come back. I was on a plane yesterday, and there were only like five or six passengers on the entire plane. They can't operate that way. Wow. We all know that. So this is a bridge loan to help them get through this.
And before you came on the air, by the way, I had no idea, none of us had any idea about the commercial that was going to run criticizing some business decisions you've made lately. Have you got anything you want to say to that? That's one of those outside money commercials that's running now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate question, but there were some senators that made sell-offs after they had some information on the coronavirus. I don't know anything about that. All I know is that all of my trades this year are handled by outside people that have been for the last 5 years. They're all public as part of the public record. And I had as many purchases as I had sell-offs. And I'll say this, too. The same thing happened when we did the tax bill a year ago. You know, there was tax relief in there. But let me remind your listeners that tax bill is being paid back in the form of growth in the economy. As a matter of fact, because of the tax bill and the regulatory work we did, Scott, you and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We had the economy before coronavirus. We had the economy growing at a rate that lowered the debt curve by $2 trillion. So these are economic decisions made to help the economy, not individual companies.
So bottom line, back to where we started. Get us through the next 60 or 90 days, and things will start looking better.
Well, look, this is a worldwide crisis. We know that. China was a little late coming to speed. But here's the reality, Scott. In every country that's ahead of us in this cycle, the ones that got they got the disease before we did, have gone through a cycle. They add thousands of cases a day, new cases a day, and we're doing that right now. We added about 15,000 cases overnight, I mean, just from yesterday to today in the U.S. But at some point, you reach your max, and then it starts to level off, and then it starts declining. For example, in China, we've seen a dramatic reduction in active cases. So over 90% of the people who had the disease there are back to are cured and healthy. Over 80% of them are going back to work. We're told over 90% of the factories are reopening. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to bridge this financially to protect our employers and employees and then be ready for the next cycle if, in fact, we have another. We don't know that this one has seasonality, but like normal flu, it does. Let me mention one other thing just to put this in perspective. We have 1,600 cases in Georgia, 56 deaths, but we have 85,000 cases in the U.S. That's more reported cases than anybody else in the world. But as a percentage, it's still very, very small. Remember, we had 32 million cases of ordinary flu from October to February and 18,000 deaths due to an ordinary flu. So that puts this in perspective.
True. And the doctors are saying 80% of the COVID-19 cases have mild symptoms. It's the more severe cases in the 5 or 6 percentile that could be very, very serious. Hey, Senator, listen, thanks for your service. Yeah, thanks for your service and spending this time with our listeners this morning. Be well. Take care.
You too, Scott. Always good to talk to you. Thanks.
WSB News Time is 8:53.